Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it!
Well, good morning to you. Welcome to the Handyman Show, Rock and Roll Handyman Show, right here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy, the Rock and Roll Handyman. Going to be here until 12 o'clock, making all kinds of noise. And I want to let you know that we'll be taking your calls. The first segment is always open forum. It'll be 888-808-8637. So Super Talk call-in line. And if you'd like to text us, please do so at 601-879-4395. Love to see some texts coming in. The weather just kind of fooled me this morning, if you will. I get out and I said, well, you know, I should probably take my truck. And I got my truck and it was kind of low. It was real low on gas. And I knew my car had a lot of gas in it. So it's kind of just dribble. It's just dribble. Just barely. I started coming up towards this direction and that dribble sure did change. So I'm hoping my car is still out there in the parking lot.
These are the days where you wish you were a boat maker.
There's plenty of opportunities to go float it down. I think you would just pretty much, if you put it on one of the roads right now, it just go straight into the Gulf of America.
I'm hoping by the time we get done here, it'll be like easing up a little bit. The roads won't be quite so poundy.
It's been a lot of rain. And then we had a remote in Tupelo this morning
with
Garden Mama at the amazing market that they had built. Sure. First ever farmer's market they had, kind of the christening. Beautiful day. Sun was out. You couldn't even see Garden Mama for the first hour. She looked like an angel, like it was a transparent angel. There was so much sun. Yeah. And every break, I go look. And here we have this soup.
You couldn't hardly see the. You couldn't see
it. It didn't feel right. I'm sitting there in the rain and they're having fun, you know, at the market with all the good stuff. And what a beautiful constructed building.
I was watching it on the television screen in the green room, well, in the other room, and the large TV. Wow, it's great looking. The
brickwork, the woodwork,
there.
The layout. I mean, I've been to several. Oxford has a nice one that they had converted the old armory.
Sure.
And I used to go pretty regular to that, and it's very similar. And as the season goes on, you know, you continue to see it grow and build. And then you'll see people bringing crafts and things they've made and then food. And all. I mean, it's just really a great experience. You get to run into tons of people, and that synergy is always great.
A lot of that little stuff happens in little communities, too, as well. And it's happening more and more. And
With our Commissioner of Agriculture, Andy Gibson, is very proactive in promoting local grown products, organic products, and using these markets and getting the things that we do so well here into the kitchens and the bellies of our citizens, because we have great farmland. We have great farmers. We have a lot of people that we see today that grow organic or have bee farms and things. And I can only imagine the type of handyman work that goes around these farms and these, you know, small family farms and the things that you have to do to just keep everything going and efficient, because your profit margins, you're not sitting there building a 10,000 acre farm,
right?
And, you know, huge machines and all that. You know, you got to keep things tight and efficient. And same with everything, the lack of waste. And
I'm sure that pretty much every person that's been a farmer most of their life, or they've been born into it, and that's what they're going to do, is to some degree a really good handyman as well.
I grew up with farmers, right? You know, my grandparents were on my dad's side, and my papa, even with a quarter of a lung after tuberculosis, he could fix anything. My mama all the same way. Yeah. And you know, growing up in that, there was not much waste of anything. You always saw a use for things. There wasn't a lot of junk laying around that didn't have a purpose.
It
didn't matter if it was 100 years old. My dad had a bulldog back when he was a kid, and his name was Bruiser. Oh. And somehow or another, they had this old cannonball that had, I guess, maybe been hollowed out and taken the powder out.
And Bruiser loved pushing that around the yard.
Bruiser.
By the time I was born, the dog had been gone for many, many generations, you know. But that cannonball was still there, and it was like a trophy, you know. I mean, you didn't do anything with it. But I love going around older home sites and seeing old implements and things that from another era.
Sure.
And you see now people are taking those and repurposing and doing and implementing those into their homes,
right,
and into the aesthetic values of things.
Oh, man.
It's really cool. Yeah, so it has a lot. To me, I have a great place in my heart for folks that can find that use of something old, again, into something new.
Yeah, really. They're creative people that really can do that kind of thing and do it extremely well.
Did you watch the video that I sent you of the gentleman and his wife?
I started to, okay, but it was so long I couldn't get – I got busy doing other stuff.
Yeah. Well, I had a chance to meet him back on Easter Sunday, and his wife. And they are very – interesting and unique people, and taking on that task of really building something from ground up. And I wanted us to one day maybe discuss bringing him in and his wife, and let them tell you. I mean, it's a husband and wife doing this,
sure,
you know. And so as cost and prices and things may move in a direction that is not congruent with your income, there are solutions to those things.
Sure.
And you can take your time and maybe do something a little different. But I found that his story and his wife's story extremely fascinating, and the ingenuity, and the desire and the dedication to cause to do this.
The wants to. That's amazing.
Just starting out, like, where do we go from here? And then how do you just keep moving forward? And
I liked listening to him because he was so down to earth. Mm-hmm. There was just
normal guy.
Just a normal guy. Nothing about him that you had to worry about and to get through. It was all there.
But to me, that's the fantastic part of what we get to do here, is highlight the ingenuity of a lot of the listeners that we have and the things that they bring to the table, not only just projects, but the mindset, the skill, the dedication that you have to have to pull something like this off. I'm fascinated. I love it.
Yeah, some of the experiences they've been through and share them with us is like, wow, that's magical. That's where we get all our information from, by the way, and that we share with the people that are listening. From our listeners, we get from our listeners or our sponsors, that's where the good information comes from. And we're proud of that and always have been. And that's been really what I guess makes us so informative. Are we informative?
I hope so.
I hope we are. We try very hard to be, but at any rate. Changing gears a little bit, this coming weekend there will be the state baseball championship and be held at Trustmark Park. And my son-in-law is on the Madison Central baseball squad.
Wow.
He's a coach on the Madison Central baseball squad. And they're going to be at Trustmark Park, and they'll either be three games or two games, and that will depend on what happened during the second game.
That's that time of year. The young men that is playing and had such a great season for Southern Mississippi, Jake Cook.
Sure.
I saw a video that he had put on Twitter directed at his Madison Central Jaguars, because that's where he played.
Right.
And he said, hey, guys, you got to win it all.
Yeah.
We're going to win. You got to win a state championship. Take it to the house. And I love that.
They're apt, too. But they're playing Brandon. Brandon's tough.
Brandon won it last year.
It'll be fun because, you know, I'll be there. It's just going to be – I think Friday night, Thursday night it's at 7, and Friday night it's at 4. I don't know. I can't keep track.
Yeah.
But at any rate.
Well, you had Mike Highfield's son, who I grew up with, Mike, and his son is on the Mississippi State team.
Sure.
He is one of the catchers and has had a great career there. You have Jake Cook down at Southern Mississippi, another Madison Central kid who had an amazing career at Madison Central. Both those kids won a state championship when they were at Madison Central a few years ago. And then you had Braden Montgomery, who's now in the minor leagues, who was at Mississippi State last year and before that at Stanford, All-American. And he's a Madison Central grad of that same team. I mean, you go look back, he was a year older, I believe, than Highfield and Cook.
Right.
But and then you have Monastir down at Southern Miss. It played at Northwest Rankin. It's great seeing, and Hooks from Brandon from the championship team last year has played a big role Ole Miss.
What's the young man with the Marlins now? He played with a state.
If you would. Oh, you're talking about Jake Mangum.
Thank you. Yes.
I'm just talking about the guys that played at Madison Central or Brandon or Northwest right here in this little area.
Yeah.
The amount of talent that is on the three big teams. teams here in the state of Mississippi. There are other universities as well, but between Southern Miss State and Ole Miss, the big three, they're loaded with local talent.
Well, like I said to my daughter, who is married to Frank, Frank Hutton is his name, I said, you know that every college in the state will have a scout at that game, and you can bet on it.
And pro guys.
Not only be looking at the players, but be looking at the coaches as well.
Yeah, they'll have pro scouts and college scouts and every scout you can imagine out there. Even the NIL scouts will be going, how much are we going to have to pay this boy to get him here? But it's a fun time to be a young man, getting recruited, being in the championship, so much going on, all you've worked for your whole life.
Right.
And you get to that point, and I remember those days. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but the reality is you're at that moment now where you get to capitalize.
You get to
take it to the house, and you won't ever forget it. And if you do lose, you're going to remember that to the rest of
forever
your life.
Forever and ever. Handyman show right here. Well, it's about time we did some handyman stuff. So
we did a little. Then we got off.
What we do?
We
did a little. All right. Well, I get a lot of questions lately because I've been talking about painting front doors rather than staining front doors, because a lot of these front doors that have been stained are, they're inexpensive front doors. They're just natural wood. Of course, they're fur or something like that that's just veneered on top of and the veneer on there is very thin. They can be stained. They look great when they're first put up, but they need attention. And then after a year or two, they'll need restaining. And then if you start sanding them, you'll probably sand through the veneer. Best thing to do at that point in time is paint them. And I was talking to Pat and Seabrook the other day, and I said, well, I've got a lot of questions lately about painting these doors. A lot of people want to paint the doors. And, of course, all of the natural preparation is always important. You have to do all the proper sanding, the proper liquid sandpaper, and all the things that are necessary to prepare the surface for paint. And then you use a high bonding primer, and then you go ahead and paint it with a really high-quality semi-gloss or high-gloss door, because that's what's going to look best on your front door, is a high-gloss or a semi-gloss. High-gloss is better yet, and it'll look great. And a lot of people want to paint this door and the shutters kind of the same color. And Patton was telling me that he can produce a quart of the same color in acrylic latex or waterborne type paint for the front door that has a high shine to it, and then a flat paint for the shutters if that's what they require in just a quart. So you're not spending a fortune to buy this stuff, but always use good equipment, use a drop cloth, and do a good job. You'd be proud of it. And if you do a good paint job on that door, it's going to last much, much, much longer than any kind of clear finish will on the outside, being exposed to the weather and the elements. Do you think we have any of that around here? Yeah, well, we do. Believe me, the humidity around here is like unbelievable.
Well, we have a question here from Mike.
Oh, go ahead, Mike.
What is your opinion on wood front doors versus steel door, like they're advertising on our local television station, MS Iron Products, I believe?
Oh, yeah. All right. Mike, there's a loaded question right there. Those steel doors are tough. They work very well. They do offer you security. They do offer you energy efficiency. But the problem I see with them is when they're put in, they're done very, very well. But if the house tends to want to shift any, or the foundation moves some, and there's a little bit of a out-of-square type situation, they're a very hard door to adjust to that situation. So in my feeling, your money is better spent on a good quality exterior front door that maybe is a fiberglass door or a wood is great. A wood is great, painted or whatever you want to do to it. I think wood is a great looking front door, but it does take a lot more maintenance than that steel door would take. However, that steel door can create problems for you down the road. It may not. It may be as good, and maybe good forever, and I'm sure not knocking the product, because it is really a good product. But you do have to be careful if you're in a shifting house and your foundation is. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they said, well, my foundation during one period of the year, during one bedroom sinks, and then the rest of the year comes up, and then there it sinks and it comes up. I said, man, you're going to get it fixed. I said, you know, if you just got one bedroom doing that, get it fixed so it won't happen anymore, and it'll be, you won't have to worry about anything. But that's my opinion on that, Mike. And thank you for the call. We appreciate it very much. Thank you, Paige. Anybody who wants to page us or text us, Paige.
Did you say Paige? I love it, man. Well, your mind is back in the 70s and 80s.
Wait, let me check my pager here.
Yeah. If you still have one of those, and maybe you do.
I don't.
Lordy. Pager. Goodness, I love it.
I did see.
Get you in like a little holster for it to tote it around.
Excuse me. I think I have to leave now.
Get away. Do we have anybody doing leather work out there? We need somebody to make a holster for Buddy. They don't make a holster anymore for pagers.
A holster. It would be hard to find a pager.
I guarantee you, you'd have to go to like Ukraine or something.
Ukraine.
You know, you probably have to find something.
I know. Hamas has them.
Yeah, you know they got them. Exactly.
Oh, they used
called
to.
The Israelis.
They used to anyway.
The Israelis know where to find them.
Oh, no, we don't do politics. Sorry.
That's not politics. That's just facts. Yeah, that's not even opinion.
Them's facts.
That's just facts. Hey, I was thinking, you know, as we come into the be outside season, if anybody's found any newer tools or any things, attachments and things out there that you've been using, please keep us up to speed
because
we've seen quite a few over the last couple of years come out with the wall thing for tile. I don't know, the slatter that you can, you know, if you have an oblong or odd cut where you push it up against it, it's like,
sure.
You know, it's like the old slinky type of thing you put your hand in and, you know.
It actually it adjusts.
It's a no-brainer thing. And then the little spinner, the cutter that you put on your drill bit that cuts metal like butter.
Yeah.
That one was an amazing one.
There's a lot of great.
But we know you'll be getting on ladders. We have to go back and.
Yeah, we have to go back and see how dangerous ladders can be. They can for sure.
You're going to be cleaning gutters out soon.
Oh, man.
I know you are. Yeah. I have to. I can see a plant growing out of one of mine. And it's not, I mean, it's just a little bit, but that's an indication. It's time.
It's sure time. If you've got a plant growing out, it's time. Hey, coming up next, we've got Nikki Morris from Pure Air Consultants going to be on the phone with us, and we're going to talk about Pure Air Consultants and things they've done and things they do. So. So stick with us a little while. I'll say anything in the air. Buddy Slug, Handyman, right here at Super Talk at the Build of Mississippi Studios. Be right back.
Don't play me in my game. You may be a little harder. Joy is never the same.
The new ride you've been dreaming of awaits at Pearl River Resort. Every Friday and Saturday, your chance to win a new car gets closer. During our Drive into May event, you could be one of the lucky winners drawn every hour to enter the final May 31st drawing for a brand new car. Plus, each lucky winner gets $300 in bonus bet prizes. Drive into winnings today at Silver Star and Golden Moon Casinos. Must be 21 or older to play.
Hey, Richard Cross here with Super Talk Mississippi. Every day at 5 o'clock, catch the College Football Fix driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers on Sports Talk Mississippi. Speaking of Ford, how do you create a tradition of leadership? You power it with impressive towing and hauling, sharpen it with smart features like a mobile generator, and dominate the game 47 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, a legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealers.
Are the trees and shrubs running your yard instead of you? Let the tree professionals at Baroni's Tree Pros take out your problem limb by limb. Baroni's Tree Pros is your complete tree, shrub, and stump removal service. No job is too big for the tree professionals at Baroni's Tree Pros. And with our superior cleanup, you can't go wrong. Baroni's Tree Pros, 601-345-8090. 601-345-8090. That's 601-345-8090. Or online at baronistreepros.com. That's baronistreepros.com.
At Fillmore Buick GMC, we strive to make buying your next vehicle easy and take care of you long after you drive off the lot. That means upfront and honest pricing, doing everything we can to make the time you spend in the dealership as short or as long as you need. It means we understand that purchasing a vehicle is more than just a transaction for you. We want you to enjoy the experience as much as we appreciate your business. Find your next Buick GMC or pre-owned vehicle at FillmoreBuickGMC.com. Fillmore Buick GMC. You drive everything we do.
And shrubs running your yard instead of you? Let the tree professionals at Barone's Tree Pros take out your problem limb by limb. Barone's Tree Pros is your complete tree, shrub, and stump removal service. No job is too big for the tree professionals at Barone's Tree Pros. And with our superior cleanup, you can't go wrong. Barone's Tree Pros, 601-345-8090. 601-345-8090. That's 601-345-8090. Or online at baronestreepros.com. That's baronestreepros.com.
In 1920, John Allbritton Sr. opened Allbritton's Jewelry in downtown Jackson. With an expertise in watchmaking from his time with the Illinois Central Railroad, John not only sold but serviced pocket and dress watches for his fellow Mississippians. Allbritton's has maintained that tradition to this day, with two full-time watchmakers on staff that are capable of repairing all major watch brands. Allbritton's also offers a vast collection of fine watches built to fit any lifestyle. From dress styles in gold and stainless steel to sporty selections in carbon fiber, Allbritton's has the watch for you. Come see why, since 1920, the people of Mississippi have chosen Allbritton's as their fine watch store.
Quality and value go hand in hand at Allbritton's, Allbritton's Jewelers.
Sorry, having too much fun listening. All right, Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My guest, Nikki Morris with Pure Air Consultants. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
How are you doing today? Is it raining over there? Is it not?
It's not raining right now, but it has been raining.
I mean, when I left my house here in Pearl, it was like barely dribbling, so I brought the little car. Now it's storming like crazy up here. It was anyway. But at any rate, we're going to talk about air conditioners and heating units and HVAC units, and that's what Pure Air Consultants is all about. Not only maintaining your existing, but also installing new if necessary, and also involved in a lot of commercial work as well, I understand.
Yes, we have really grown our commercial lineup. I mean, we do so many churches and businesses and medical facilities, and you know, we are a small company, but we're a small company with a big reach. So
yeah,
we can take care of your residential needs, your commercial needs. We can take care of just about any needs that you have for your HVAC. So you can give us a call for anything. I mean, yeah, even if it's maintenance, heating and cooling, filter changes, duct cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, you name it, we can take care of it.
What impresses me about Pure Air Consultants, and so much so, is that all of your staff, all of the people that work there, really care about their business or professionals, and they really do care about them. And my question is, how do you enroll those people? How do you get them involved? I mean, there's a corporation that I'm involved with, a company called Build Mississippi, or an organization called Build Mississippi, and that's what they do, is they train people, and HVAC is something they train them in, and they also train them to work at high-end commercial type units, which is a lot different than a residential unit, and they come out relatively trained. But I'm wondering if where do you get your people?
Well, we've been very blessed with good folks. A lot of people we network with, and we've just gotten to know. And you know, some of us have been in this industry for so long, so right. We just have good connections. And we try to find people who will treat the customers the way they want to be treated. You know, it's not just a job. We go right. into people's homes. We go into their businesses. And, you know, their comfort is on our shoulders. We have to treat them like they're our family. And we want to make sure we take care of all the needs for their comfort that we possibly can. So that's what we look for, is someone who can be empathetic and compassionate and knowledgeable in the field and can do all of those things. Because it's not just fixing someone's air conditioning system. It's about paying attention to what they tell you
right.
and meeting those needs. Because right. it's, you know, sometimes it's not just the heating and air conditioning that's the issue. They may have other things going on in their house that we might help them with. Like, you know, we treat the air conditioning system, but their power vents are also out, and that's one thing that's affecting the air conditioning system. So we have to really not treat the symptom, but we treat the how. Does that make sense?
Yeah, oh, it certainly does. And it's, I mean, I've experienced the same in the medical industry with one vets and veterinarians, because I've seen a lot of my vet look at three or four different problems with the dog, and then after a period of time, those problems pointed to a certain area where she said, oh, no, this dog has this problem. And that's really what it was. It was three or four different things that weren't correct, but they were all being caused by one problem. And I'm sure that
right.
that's probably what you tend to be, or I think you're talking about.
Yes, absolutely. That is. I mean, you know, it's sometimes we get there and it's not even the air conditioning that's the issue.
Right.
A lot of times people think if they have water coming through their ceiling, it's because of their air conditioner. They immediately think that. But sometimes it could be that their plumbing stack is backed up or their water heater is leaking, and we take care of water heaters too. So,
sure.
You know, it's not always the air conditioning system, so that's why we have to treat, you know, the home and not just the symptoms. So we have to look at everything and really listen to that customer and pay attention to what they're telling us and try to meet their needs.
Well, that's so important to the very first thing to do is to develop the confidence of the customer. When the customer feels good and feels great about things that you're doing for them, they can help a great deal. This past week, I put out a video that I did like in 2019 when you guys actually installed a new unit in my house. And I did the video and put it on Facebook. It ran a little bit and some people saw it. But it was about Pure Air Consultants and how you guys came in, one day you did an estimate, the next day you gave me an option on prices and availability. I said, yeah, let's do this one. And the following day, your crew was there at 7 o'clock and were done totally, tearing out the old unit, putting in the new unit by 11 in the morning. And I'm going, and then people just don't realize the real difference that a good unit or a unit that's running properly can make in the comfort of your home. They just have no earthly idea.
Yes, you're correct. I mean, your home's air conditioning system affects your health,
yeah.
your home's health.
Yeah, every way. Not only the humidity in the air, but just so many different things. And it is
yes.
real good. Particularly if you had an older system, you may have some duct problems. You may have just tons of problems. But all those problems are meant to be solved. That's what they are. They're for us to take care of. And that's what you're...
Right.
Go ahead.
And that's why you call Pure Air Consultants, because we can solve your problems for you.
There you go. And what number?
You can call us at 601-939-7420. That's 601-939-7420. Or you can find us online at MyPureAirConsultants.com.
One thing you mentioned I want to bring up again, how important do you think it is, really, because I don't think a lot of people think it is, important to keep your dryer vent clean?
I was about to ask the exact same question, because everybody's been washing and drying sweaters for 4 months.
Yeah, and building up all sorts of lint. Yeah. How important is that?
It's super important. You know, it can cause fires. It can cause you to have to run. If you're having to run your dryer to dry your clothes more than once, your dryer line may be clogged. And it's a simple clean out. You know, we come out and bring our machine out there, and we measure the line, and we get you a price, and we clean it out right then. But that is super important. It helps you save money on your utility bills.
Right.
It, you know, it helps you keep your house safe. You don't have to run your air conditioner but one time. I mean, not your air conditioner, excuse me, your dryer one time to dry your clothes.
Sure.
You know, it's super. It's a great thing to do, and you really should check on it. If you have especially with one of the new dryers, I think everyone that's called in this week about their dryer vent has said, I've got a code 80. I don't know if that's a standard code for all dryers, but all of them were, you know, they said, well, we clean out our dryer every cycle. You know, we religiously clean our dryer vents.
Yeah.
But
that's where it stops.
It builds up in that line coming out of the back of that dryer, going out of your house. That's where it builds up. And, you know, a lot of people have twists and turns in that flexible pipe that comes out of the dryer. And sometimes it has, like, turns, like elbows in the wall. Sometimes it actually, which I don't like these dryer vents, but some of them go, like, up and out through the attic.
Yeah.
Gravity's not our friend. Gravity holds down all that lint. So sometimes we have to actually go in and install a booster fan.
Wow.
That helps pull some of that lint up and out of that line.
I think it's an important thing to do. It's important to do everything that's necessary in keeping your house comfortable with an HVAC unit to make sure that everything about it is working properly. And that's what Pure Air Consultants is all about. And they'll be happy to give you free estimates and come and look at whatever your problem may be. They can probably solve it. So don't be afraid to give that number a call. Give us that phone number one more time.
Sure. 601-939-7420.
Everything from commercial to residential to sure enough good service. I know I've used them many years, and they do a great, great job. And, of course, we have to say it because we say it every time she's on the air. Change your filters, folks.
Filters! Change your filters!
And do you need the big heavy-duty ones? Or
No. Nikki, tell them what he needs.
No, you don't need heavy-duty filters. That is why you call a professional like Pure Air Consultants out to look at your airflow. Most of the time, you can use just, you know, a standard 1-inch pleated filter will do the trick for you. A lot of people think bigger, you know, the bigger the better, the, you know, the more efficient, the better it is. Well, that's not the case with air filtration, because if you get a filter that is too heavy duty, like if it's a really high MERV, which is the rating, it can restrict your airflow. So you really want to have someone, a professional, come out to look at your airflow if you're going to use those higher-end filters. It is super important to change your filter monthly. Sometimes it doesn't have to be changed monthly, but you should check it monthly. And I would encourage you to write the date on the edge of the filter, like the paper on the cardboard on the edge of the filter.
Right.
Write the date on there that you put in that filter.
Right.
So that when you go back next time, because if you're like me, I think, oh, I just changed that. I know I just replaced that filter, but I'll go look at my filter and it'll be, you know, over a month old. And you know, I will have to eat my words because I tell everybody, you know, change your filter monthly.
Well, I do the same. I do the same. Every time I change my filter, I put a date on the day that I'm changing it on there so that I can look at it again. What are you shaking your head for?
Now, that's some details there. Goodness gracious. You got the Sharpie in your pocket. You get up there on the ladder, which you're telling everybody, hey, don't get on ladders and do anything.
I don't know if
he's writing letters up there.
No, right. I have to remind myself.
I love it.
If I have a return air in the ceiling, which I have one in the ceiling and I have one on the wall, I have two. But and I do have to get on a ladder to change the one in the seating, but I will mark it on the ground.
Okay, just making sure you're practicing what you preach.
I am practicing what I preach, and I'm careful on the ladder.
Yeah. Well, here's the trick. You write the date on the filter before you get on the ladder.
Yeah.
The filter.
See, these are professionals here. They're giving you great information. Take it to heart.
Nikki, I appreciate you spending time with us. And just anything you have, anything new on new air on Pure Air Consultants we need to know about?
We have a bunch of great guys, and we would love to come and service your home and take care of all your air conditioning and heating needs. From duct cleaning, we're NADCA certified, which is a National Air Duct Cleaning Association, to your dryer vents, to your commercial needs, industrial needs. We are here to serve you. We have been locally owned and operated for over 20 years right here in the Pearl area, so we love serving our community.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being here on what turned out to be a kind of rainy Saturday morning, but I think it's going to change before the day's over. I hope you have a great one, and thank you for talking to us very much, Pure Air Consultants.
Thank you for having me. Y'all have a great day.
All right, Nikki. Thank you very much. We will.
Yeah, she was out shopping with her daughter today, too, so she actually left shopping, went out to the car so she could get a little peace and quiet, and it wasn't raining. I'm like, oh, well, you're in the right spot, dude.
Yeah.
It was ripping here.
It was ripping here, for sure.
Yeah, but we're better now. It seems to have subsided a bit.
Yeah, it's well, my who knows? My phone just says what it wants to do, but it said this morning it was supposed to ease up today, so. Hopefully it will. All right. The Handyman Show, Rock and Roll Handyman Show. By the Bill Mississippi is a great organization, and they sponsor, underwrite this show, and they do a great job. And I'm going to talk a little bit about Bill Mississippi when we come back. Take a short break. We're going to listen to a few spots, and you listen to the Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy, the Handyman, the Bill Mississippi Studios. Be right back.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi News. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
All I've always liked listening to Boston. It's just something about since their first album. I've been hooked on them ever since.
I played. I'm doing four in a row for you.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure a Northeasterner.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I actually love Boston.
So. Yeah, Boston's a good. That's good. That's all there is.
Well, I want to inform our listeners before we get into Handy Manning. We had a great conversation, Buddy and I did, and I found he was asking me about, hey, have you ever heard that riff with Stevie Vai? Yeah. And Ralph Macchio. I said, yeah, in the movie Crossroads. He's like, I don't know. I love the riff. That's amazing. I'm like, you've never seen the movie Crossroads?
I never have.
He's never seen it. So
because you know what? I always associate Crossroads with Eric Clapton.
Right. Well, okay. So Crossroads, 1986 American musical film drama inspired by the legend blues, Robert Johnson, directed by Walter Hill. And it has Jamie Gertz. That's an 80s name you haven't heard in a long time. And Ralph Macchio, Joe Sinica. Joe Sinica plays the blues man, Blind Willie,
right.
And they go down to the Delta looking for his roots, so to speak. And Macchio kind of goes with him and learns how to play real blues. He was a Juilliard guy playing classical music. Wow. Yeah. Great movie, though, sure. And I wanted to throw that out there to let y'all know how much of a music aficionado this man is, played all over. But he has not seen the movie Crossroads. I challenged him. I said, you've got to see this. One of the greatest movies ever.
By next Saturday when I sit here, right here in this chair, I'll be talking about having seen it.
You know how much I like Ry Cooter.
Yeah.
Well, he was the guy that played the part of Ralph Macchio, the player.
Wow.
And then Steve Vai is the other guitarist in it. So if you like guitar and you like Ry Cooter and you like Steve Vai, this is a must-see.
Man, their epic guitar battle is like, it just blew me out. I couldn't believe it was
I didn't mean to digress. I want to tell everybody, like, Buddy has not seen Crossroads.
No, I was telling him about that video, that little clip that I saw. Yeah. It just blew me away.
Oh, I've seen that movie 100 times. I'm a movie guy, though, but that's one of my favorites.
I'll watch it. It's a good day to do that.
I remember it had been probably 20 years since I'd seen it. Oh, yeah. And it must have been 4 or 5 years ago. And I'd probably seen it 5 or 6 times up to that. And I finally said, I'm just going to buy it. You couldn't really find it free anywhere.
I wonder if it's on YouTube. Is it on YouTube?
It is, yeah. I buy all my movies if I'm going to buy one on YouTube because it's always there.
No, can you watch it on YouTube?
Yeah, I can find it. I think it's free watch. Now, the moral of that story was, since I bought it like a week later, it's on every streaming service for free.
Yeah,
so,
I'll get to it for sure. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, hey, you know what? Let me take a minute to tell you about Revel Hardware Store, Revel Ace Hardware. Great hardware store. They have specials going on all the time. But next weekend is their big cookout special. We're going to talk about that next week. We'll talk a little bit more about what they're going to be doing at that thing, and it's going to be a real special occasion. But they have all of the hardware you'll ever need, and as well as that, they have an outdoor power equipment center in Pearl, which is amazing. They have great zero-turn mowers and just all the professional equipment that you'd ever need is available at Revel Ace Hardware. And they have hardware stores all over central Mississippi, have a great staff that really care about taking care of people. And then when you go to Revel's hardware store, it may be your first time. Believe me, it won't be your last, because you'll be so impressed with the service, and the pricing is good, and you'll get what you want, get in and out, and not going to be there for half a day looking for what you need, because they know their stuff at Revel. And on top of that, you can take something in there that you don't understand and put it in front of somebody and say, this is from my plumber. I don't know what it's all about. And they'll explain it and show you the parts you need and help you all they can. Revel Hardware Store. Good hardware store. You go see them, tell you heard about them on the Handyman Show right here at Super Talk, Mississippi. All right. Build Mississippi. I was going to talk a little bit about them because I'm beginning to see a lot on local news and also on the national news about how there's been a movement towards getting younger people educated in skills rather than going to getting a 4-year degree in liberal arts.
We're seeing both, too. You know, we're seeing folks getting the certificates while also going and getting business degrees, earning a great living. We saw a young man that's an 11th grader in high school this week has been given an offer of $70,000 to $80,000 and has already signed his contract for what he's going to be doing when he graduates in well, he got done with his 11th grade year or is about done. So he has 1 year.
1 year.
So he already knows he's going to be out making 70 to 80K as a 19-year-old.
And they're starting to teach that kind of thinking in high school.
Well, that's where I was going. I've mentioned this numerous times during our morning show because our guests, we have so many that come on that promote the workforce development needs we have and also really working to get it back down into the, you know, the growing up part of school where you're, you know, fourth, fifth, seventh, eighth grade range where you're learning these things. So you know that there's an opportunity. You can do these things, welding, plumbing, carpentry work, heavy equipment, fixing this, doing that, and make a great living. And at the same time, if you really do want to go to a four-year school, it's available as well.
It's available as well, but then you have the option.
You have options.
And
that's so important.
Strangely enough, you can probably afford it at that point in time.
Well, that's where I was going with that. Maybe your employer, who has put you on a contract, says, hey, we love the work you're doing, but day we want you to be a manager.
We want you to have a degree.
We want you to have some business. Yeah. So, you know, that think about it that way.
The growth opportunity is unbelievable. And my whole saying all this, everything that Lance said and I said, I agree with totally. But I really do believe that Build Mississippi, the organization, has been ahead of the curve on this whole situation because they've worked with high schools, they've worked with colleges, they've worked with individual trade schools to try to get them more involved and more training, more people, and growing their facility, their training facility bigger. And Build Mississippi, of course, has training facilities. And they do the same with nothing but master mechanics and master electricians. And that's Build Mississippi, great organization, really is. But I think they're ahead of the curve, and they always have been leading as far as getting anybody involved in the skill opportunities available and will not only are available today, but are going to be more available in the future because more and more industry is coming not only to this state, but to this country as well. So I think the opportunity for those people to grow is just amazing, and I'm blown away by it and impressed by it. Very, very, very good.
Well, there's a lot of great things happening here with the Mississippi Miracle and the test scores. And, you know, you'll have a lot of people say, well, they just teach to the test, and they just do this. Look, anytime you make the jump in – all of the important things, educationally speaking, that we've seen over the last 15, 20 years.
Sure.
Having Dr. Lance Evans on and all. You know, everybody knows now what needs to be done and taking education seriously, not just moving you on to the next, going to college and then putting you out there and getting a job. It's also the options that are available to you. And I think we're getting so much better at explaining those to young people and showing them how to get there and providing the resources so they can actually go that direction.
Right.
And so there's a holistic approach, I believe, that is really coming together here. And we're going to need it with all the development that we're seeing, all these buildings and things growing.
I'm also seeing a lot of younger parents that are paying off their college debts, saying this kind of skill labor to their children, saying, think about that, you know, rather than this, I'm carrying $50,000 worth of debt.
Hey, yeah, $50,000 is a low amount.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about a Mississippi school, not Harvard. Don't say Harvard. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi, at Build Mississippi Studios. Coming up at the 11 o'clock hour is Fox National News, and we'll do some local news, and then we'll come back with a music segment on here on the Handyman Show. So don't you go away. Super Talk Mississippi.
This is professional ball player and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. When you got everything on the line, you need a team behind you that's dedicated to getting the job done. That's why I love Farm Bureau. Their great rates are supported by a wonderful customer service team that stands by me through thick and thin. It's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Get the news that matters to Mississippi on Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Each weekday starting at 10 a.m., Gerard brings you a spirited debate on the key stories of the day
with the newsmakers and powerful reporting on the issues you care about. Listen on your local Super Talk station or anywhere you get Super Talk Mississippi. And watch the show live on CSpire Channel 70, Super Talk TV, and on the Super Talk Mississippi app.
This is Home Answer.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. My name is Buddy Slowick, the Rock and Roll Handyman, and this is, once a week, we do a music segment, really around the 11:06 to right on to the end of the segment, and we're going to feature a few groups and talk about them a little bit and what they're doing and what they're all about. But before we go too far, I do want to remind you that coming up shortly in Jackson, June 6th and 7th, will be Cathead Jam. And usually, I haven't got a group this week that's going to be playing at Cathead Jam, but from this week on, I'll start doing one group a week that is going to be at Cathead Jam, so it'll be worth you listening to. All right, we're going to start today with a group called, well, a group or a man called Santana. And Santana has been around for so very long and has done so many, many decades, born in Mexico, but they did a song called She's Not There, which is actually a copy of a song written by Rod Argent that was done in the, I think, the early 70s by a group called The Zombies, which was formed by Rod Argent, by the way. But She's Not There is a great, great song. And as in many of Santana's songs, he used other vocalists and other people to sing it. So in this one, a guy named Gary Walker did the vocals on it, Gary, and you can hear Gary's voice very shortly. But it should be said that Neil Sean and Greg Rowley also were part of Santana, but they left Santana to start Journey, and they started Journey, and they've been around a long time. But Carlos Santana himself in the past few years has suffered like heat exhaustion and heat stroke and dehydration, and has really had to cancel shows or stop shows, and he's regained that. Once you get heat stroke, you know, it sticks with you. You really have to do a lot of work to get over it. But Santana still is working today, and people love to hear music. So let's listen to Santana do She's Not There.
She lies.
think he missed a note. I can't hear it after this. Santana is so tasteful. I mean, his music is always just full of taste, and he's got this ability to add color to vocals and yet stay out of the way. And then when it comes time for leads, look out. Here he come. It's wonderful.
He's just so smooth, too.
He's so smooth. I love
technician.
Listening to him. It's like...
Yeah, but it has such soul and feel to it. It's not like he's just going up and down the neck. I mean, it's so... It comes together so well. Everything he's ever done. I've seen him a couple of times 20 years ago at festival type stuff.
Right.
Just sit back and go, what? He's doing this. Like, there's never a missed note.
Never a missed note. And there's not a panic involved. Like, he doesn't play everything he knows for every lick.
No.
Like, and a lot of people do. They play everything they know in one lick. And then the next song, they play everything they know in that lick.
But he leaves room.
Oh, he is very, very tasteful. Very tasteful. Well, I enjoy him very much. Hey, got to move out, moving on. A group called the Patti Smith Group. Patti and Bruce Springsteen co-wrote a song called "Because of the Night." And there was a rumor going around that Springsteen and her had an affair. They didn't. They were just really good friends and had mutual respect for one another as great co-writers and really did care a lot about one another. But Patti was a singer, a songwriter, a poet, an artist, a photographer, and just unbelievable artist, a really good artist. But her husband, Fred Smith, died in 1994 of a heart attack. And he was not only her guitar player from time to time, but he also started the group called MC5. But he died in 1994, her husband, Fred, and the same week later, her brother, Todd Smith, died of a stroke. And he was their road manager. So in 1 week's time, she lost everything. I mean, and yet she still is a valid performer today. So they really did great. And then just something to listen to. Patti Smith Group doing "Because the Night." Remember, Springsteen wrote it too.
The fire I breathe, love is a banquet on which we feed.
Good stuff. A great song, first off, "Because of the Night," written by Springsteen and Patti. They did a great job in doing that, and I enjoyed it very much.
Well, and if you really want to see Patti, she will be in the Chicago Theater November the 17th. That is a Monday. And also in Mainz, Germany, Stuttgart, Germany, and Venice, Italy. So,
wow.
Rolling.
She's still worldwide working like crazy. Isn't that amazing? She's old. I don't even
know. I'm going to find that out.
I think she's 78, but I'm not sure of that.
You can
find that out and tell us while I talk about the next song I decided to do for my dogs. I have all Gordon Lightfoot's albums. I liked Gordon Lightfoot a whole lot, but he has one album on there called I forget what the album is called, but at any rate, on that album is a song called Whispers of the North, and it starts with some loons on a line.
Crazy people.
Loons are like a little bit bigger than a duck. They have very unique markings on them, but they make a very unique sound on northern lakes. And loons are birds. And he starts the song with the sound of loons. And every time I play that song, it can come around, and the loons and the things will start. And the dogs in my house will all of a sudden all get up from where they are and go right to the stereo speaker and start looking and start twisting their head and going. And then the song kicks in, which is a pretty darn good song. But also, it should be said that Dean Parks, who was a great studio player, did most of the he played most of the guitar and other parts on a lot of the songs, and also produced some of the stuff for Gordon Lightfoot. But Gordon Lightfoot had a big career. Edmund Fitzgerald and Sundown, and If You Could Read My Mind, Gordon Lightfoot, great artist. But let's listen to Whispers of the North. Listen to the loons.
Whispers of the north, soon I will go forth to that wild and barren land where nature takes its course. Whispers of the wind, soon I will be there again, bound with a wild and restless drive that pulls me from within. And we can ride away, we can glide all day, and we can fly. Whispers of the north, soon I will return again to those endless afternoons in sunshine and in rain. Whispers of my love, days and weeks on end, I will share my thoughts of her in prayers that I will send. And we can ride away, we can glide all day, and we can fly.
Peaceful stuff. I liked it. Good and laid back. I listened to a lot of Gordon Lightfoot as a young man.
Yeah, I love the coots at the beginning, or whatever you call them.
The loons.
They sound like kind of like a coot down here, which is a form of duck. I don't want to eat it.
I wonder if it makes that same kind of sound.
Very similar from my experience. And then a wood duck, to some extent, has a little bit of that same kind of hoot and holler as they come across the water. I'm a duck man, and so I love the sounds of ducks.
I'm
a duck man.
Put
on my waders and get out there and wade around with them. I don't like shooting them anymore. I just like watching them.
Oh, yeah, really.
They eat good, but...
I have ducks. There's a drainage creek, but really like a river behind my house. And there's ducks in there all the time. And they'll be down. The water level is like 10 feet below where I can see. But every now and then, the ducks will be down there pulling around. And they'll fly away. My dog will go crazy. See those ducks flying away.
Hawk would be the same. If he sees a bird, he's on it.
My dog's also at night. There's owls that talk to one another in my backyard.
Good stuff.
Ow! And my dog would go like...
Both of mine were on one last night.
Just wanted to hear those. All right, moving on with the music segment. Well, this is a song everybody knows. Everybody's heard Van Halen do Oh Pretty Woman. And Pretty Woman was written by, of course, Roy Orbison. And Van Halen really... passed away of lung cancer. A lot of people don't understand. They really think there's a lot of other things involved. And, yeah, maybe drugs and alcohol and tobacco had a lot to do with it. But the fact is he passed away of lung cancer, and that was the answer on that. And a great loss, because an amazing guitar player and really just – Unbelievable. But Van Halen had very strict contract writers when you booked them into a gig, and they would want certain things set up. There had to be a certain amount of power available and able to stage stable to take a certain amount of weight. And there's so many different ins and outs in their contract writers. And one of their contract writers was that in every dressing room, there has to be a bowl of brown M&Ms. And how Van Halen would do is they'd go into a dressing room, and if the M&Ms were full, then they'd do a thorough check on the whole systems to make sure everything was correct. And if the thing was empty, then they figured, hey, they took the time to get the stuff to set up. They didn't have time to do the M&Ms. It's okay with us. But they went there. Some college in Colorado had one time refused some of their contract riders. And then they played that gig. And there was no brown M&Ms, and there was a whole bunch of things that just didn't meet their specs. They tore that place apart. I mean, they destroyed all of the men's and ladies' rooms, and they threw food everywhere and just tore that college totally to pieces in Colorado. But that's what Van Halen did. Van Halen was that kind of group. But at any rate, let's listen to Van Halen with David Lee Roth. Oh, what a showman. Oh, pretty woman. Take it out with the balance of Santana at the very end of this song. The Santana goes crazy on the guitar, and you can hear some of it coming up. It's playing right now.
I can't. Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Hey, Richard Cross here with Super Talk Mississippi. Every day at 5 o'clock, catch the College Football Fix driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers on Sports Talk Mississippi. Speaking of Ford, how do you create a tradition of leadership? You power it with impressive towing and hauling, sharpen it with smart features like a mobile generator, and dominate the game 47 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks. A legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealers.
For over 20 years, Purple Wave Auction has been the trusted leader in online auctions, offering the easiest way to buy and sell equipment. From bulldozers to backhoes and combines to cranes, we host multiple weekly auctions in construction, ag, and fleet equipment. With our no-reserve format and sell-where-it-sits approach, you can bid on local equipment without waiting for far-off auction dates. Get registered for free and start bidding today at purplewave.com.
At Keegan.
Come on, all the people, the time is gonna get together.
And nothing's going to help you more than rock and roll. That's one of my favorite lines.
Really? That's a great song. Ending a music segment and then starting this next segment with Boston is just all right with me. All right, let's talk some handyman stuff. During this time of year, maybe earlier in the year, or maybe even this time of year, it's a good idea if we can open the doors and windows and let the house air out. But we do have to be careful. We can't do it during the heavy pollen season. A lot of folks have a problem with opening their door, and there's no screen to protect it, and they don't have a screen door on there, and they don't want a screen door on there either. So, but you can buy at almost anywhere, the biggest box home centers or hardware stores, these fiberglass screens that actually sit on the frame, outside frame of your door, or are held in place by either Velcro or tacks of some kind. And then they have a split in the middle that is also held together by Velcro, but they are totally fiberglass. You can walk right through them. Your pets can come in and out as they want to, and yet they'll protect you from insects in the house. They work pretty darn well. And a lot of people use them and really like them. They're pretty inexpensive. I mean, you can get one for $20 or so, or you can spend more if you want to, or if you want a different one or a different type, or even a larger one. In other words, they'll work when a lot of doors open and don't have screens and don't have any way to protect you from insects. So that's not a good – that's not a bad idea. It's not really a good way to go to actually take and make a screen door where there's not one. That's basically what you're doing. Putting up a screen door – it's not too bad to put up a screen door, but I don't know. A lot of people don't want that on their house. They just would rather have just a regular door and take that Velcro screen door down from time to time whenever they want to, so they don't have that look of a screen door on there. A lot of people do that. All right. There are so many people out there that really dislike painting, and I've known many of those folks. And I've talked to those people, and a lot of those people went through a period of their life where they never wanted to paint. They always thought it was just a hassle and just too much work. And then for some reason or other, like the ones I know mostly are because they're having a baby, they're going to go ahead and paint the baby room whatever color it's going to be. Somebody in the house, the man or the woman, ends up painting the room. Probably the man if the lady's pregnant. But at any rate, he's never painted before. But he knows he's gotten good information from somebody at a paint store like Seabrook. They'll inform you of how it should be done and what should be done to take care of. I don't care if you're just painting flat walls and you want to put some paint on them. There's a system that you should use that gets you through that just exactly right. Well, following that system and going about painting the room, and then all of a sudden they get done with that room and look at it and go, wow, I did that? That's amazing. That's not as painting as bad as I thought it was. Well, you know what? Painting isn't. Once you get into it, it's like, I enjoy it very much. Painting is like I've told you before, for me, it's a getaway from everything on earth. It's like I get mindless when I go painting. I'm just paint. That's all I want is just paint. And I enjoy doing it very much. And it can really be a labor of love, and it will turn to that. And I have seen people who really say they'll not paint, they don't like to paint, but all of a sudden had to paint. And by the time they were done, they're ready to do the next room and the next room. They say, let's go on, man. But that's the way painting is. It's one of those things that you have to do and understand and get to really know how it's accomplished. And all of a sudden, you become a painter and enjoy it a lot. That's so good to do that. It's for a lot of people who dislike painting. All right, let me tell you about Atlas Foundation and Repair. Atlas Foundation Repair, a company that wants to take your slab foundation and repair it. I was talking earlier about somebody who had a house who has a room in their home that sinks in one season and raises in another season, sinks in one season and raises in another season. And I told them that Atlas Foundation could fix a situation like that. Atlas Foundation Repair, that's just basically what they do. They want to stabilize your foundation, make your foundation be everything that it should be. You call Tony Arpino at 800-256-1010. That's 800-256-1010. Atlas Foundation Repair. They know foundations. They never drive on your yard or your property with any kind of large equipment. Always done with a small pickup truck and a little couple of men, maybe a day's worth of work. And they'll do a great job and not really interfere a lot in your lifestyle and get the job accomplished, and it'll be done. It'll be fixed for good. And they do a great job. Free estimates. They'll take some pictures by text. Even if you send them a text, they'll get pictures and be happy to talk to them. You call 800-256-1010. Atlas Foundation Repair. Appreciate their sponsorship of this Handyman Show. All right. Yeah, they do a great job. All right, windows and doors. Well, we talk about them a lot. But I think something that everybody should be aware of that is going to mess at all with kind of windows and doors is whenever you're discussing windows and or doors, you always discuss them with the width would be first and the height would be second. And that's the way that goes. In other words, a window might be called a 36-inch wide by 60 inches tall. That might be how it's called. A door might be called 36 inches wide and 6 foot 8 inches tall, or really 80 inches tall. That's basically how doors and windows are called. The width first and the height second. And they can, and then it should be also said that most windows can be fixed on site. If you have a broken glass, it can be fixed on site with somebody who can come out. And even if you have low-E glass or insulated glass or hurricane glass, all that is replaceable and can be replaced. And it can, you know, be fixed on site, as well as things like when your sash won't stay up and it just wants to close all by itself. Well, that can be fixed on site as well. That's generally speaking, it's a matter of your balance, your spring balance or whatever type of balance you may have on your house isn't working properly or maybe even broken or just maybe disconnected. But that can be fixed on site. Another problem that people have is their windows may close, but somehow they don't close good enough so they can lock. Well, first off, on double-hung windows, that happens more than not because what happens is the top sash tends to sag just a little bit. And the bottom sash, when you pull it down, the sash locks won't seem to go in there. Well, what you need to do is push the sash, the top sash, all the way up, the bottom sash all the way down, and then lock it. Now, there are cases where in single-hung windows, that's the top sash should be stationary and the bottom sash should move up and down, but the bottom sash won't go down far enough so that it can lock. Well, generally speaking, there's a problem in the bottom track of where the sash fits when it's closed. There's usually some dirt in there or something has built up in there, or maybe there's some, like in vinyl windows I've seen before, where some vinyl has actually been in the way and had to be scraped out in order for that window to close properly. All that can take place, but all that can be fixed on site as well. The biggest problem I think that people can have is to have your house to do some shifting, your window go way out of square, and then to square it up again is really a hard, hard situation. It takes somebody who really knows what they're doing. It may actually be a case of the window may have to come out and be put back in. pay, and it may just be a case of working the window and working the cased opening and everything to make, or the casing, the rough opening, to make it work a little better. But at any rate, windows and doors, people need to realize that they don't have to come out and they don't have to be changed. Now, that's not to say that you shouldn't change anything that needs it, because today's windows are so much better than what they were years ago. And it's so much more energy efficient. And, well, I guess I have to say this. The same type window installed is available for probably every price in the world. I mean, you can think of a cheapo, a middle price, or a high range. And the high range price, they really do get too much for that window. There's too much involved in what they've got to do for them to get that kind of money. It's better to buy the windows and have them installed at what would be a good, fair price. And installation, remember, is just as important as the actual window itself. You can buy a really great window with low-E glass, and it's insulated all around, but it needs to be installed properly so that it's insulated around the sides and around the casing and caulked and painted properly. Windows can really make a difference in the comfort of your home. So take care of them. Take care of them for sure. Yeah, all right. Well, I think Nikki and I talked about this a little bit about Pure Air Consultants. And we're talking about service, customer service. Customer service really has a lot to do with the success of a company. If they have good customer service, they will be successful. Customer service begins with the very first phone call, the very first person who answers your phone. And I will admit, I don't like calling a business and getting an answering machine saying, if you'd like to speak to certain dial number, and if you'd like, and by the time you get done, it's 10 minutes later, and they say, and if you'd like a directory of our people on board. No, I want a people on the phone. I'm a people person. I want to talk about people. Boy, I get yelled at a lot saying, boy, that's old school. Well, I'm sorry. I think it's better. That's my opinion. But at any rate, that's where service begins, is the first contact. Second contact is the people in your business who actually go to a house and actually do the work on that house. Are they efficient? Are they polite? Do they do quality work? Do they enjoy meeting and being around people? Or are they just really great at what they do and want to get it done and not have a whole lot to say about it? There's people like that as well, but that's okay. And then what's important as far as everything else is a follow-up. People need to follow up their work. Make sure, maybe when, like, you're installing a new unit or you're installing new windows or you're installing new doors, maybe after a while it's the time to call and just say, hey, this is with so-and-so company. How are things looking with that new, the new windows you bought or the new air conditioning you bought, or, everything working out the way you hoped, or you want more, you're looking for less? It's always good to have that information. It really is. It can help you a whole lot in determining how to move forward. It helps a whole lot in getting things done. All right. I see the text line's been busy, but, Brad Nip. Ed from New Hope. Love some Brad Nip. All right. Well, we may stick that in and see what happens in the following weeks. We may. We'll see what goes on. Thank you for the text, by the way. We appreciate that. Ed from New Hope, we appreciate that very much. Hey, you listen to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Slowick. Another segment coming up right here at the Build Mississippi Studios. Great organization. Check them out at buildmississippi.com. Find out what they can do for you and your company. Be back after a short break. Don't go away. Buddy Slowick. Yeah!
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Hey, I'm Steve Azar, and you never know who or what you'll hear when I spend a Mississippi Minute with my friends.
Just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no hurry, that's how life goes.
Be sure to check out In a Mississippi Minute with me, Steve Azar, right here on Supertalk Mississippi, the Supertalk Mississippi app, and now available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
I was saying earlier during the music segment that David Lee Roth was like a showman. Folks, you got to sit where I sit and watch Lance sometimes.
Yeah, you see, I grew up with those guys, and we were air guitar chiefs. And when I mean air guitar chiefs, we actually took the old VCR camera out, and we put on wigs, and all our buddies, like our buddies had older brothers. We'd go get their ripped jeans and everything, and, you know, the Metallica cutoff shirts. And then we'd set that thing up. And I'm talking about you, Jeffcoat, and Wern, and all y'all. We thought it was the coolest thing ever. And we would make videos of ourselves being that band. We started out, I remember probably like 12, 11 or 2, like REO Speedwagon. You know, that was where we started. And then you progress. Yeah, man.
And so you've never grown out of that.
Never. Why would I? It's too much fun.
If you weren't locked in that chair and you could get to stand up and dance around that.
If that was my seat, I would be jamming until it was time for me to talk. I would be air guitar and crazy loud. But I loved it.
You ought to see him during the music segment. Sometimes it's just great to watch.
Oh, I have a blast. Y'all let me have fun here, and it is an honor to get to sit in the chair. I wanted to answer the question, though, about Patti Smith. 78 years old.
Yeah, all right. I was right on
that.
So
you were right on that. Yeah. And still playing, still rocking and rolling.
Unbelievable. That's like,
yeah, there's
like,
so many of those.
You talk about Bobby Rush.
Yeah.
93 and still rocking.
It must be something with the music.
Yeah.
It's in the soul.
Their heart is set. And yeah. They know where they're going. And they know what they're going to do. And they love it.
She looks great for 78. I mean, honestly, looks a lot like she did when she was 28. Gray hair.
Just amazing. Just amazing.
She could color it like Clooney's doing and, you know, look like she was 28 again.
I think she's a realist.
Yeah, she's a naturalist. I don't see any makeup or anything.
No, not at all. Ever. She's just what she is. All right. Handyman stuff. Yeah, we're going to do some of that too. Well, there are some projects around the house that really need to be handled by professionals, and they're not do-it-yourself projects. And definitely your heating and air conditioning unit is probably one of those. I mean,
duct tape doesn't work good on that.
No, don't duct tape your ducts together. The duct tape won't work, even though it's called D-U-C-T tape. It's not made for that.
Not a loom tape. It's duct.
And it just, so, you know, don't work on your HVAC unit. That's something that is definitely should be left to the professionals. Also something that should be left to the professionals, when people decide they want to have an epoxy-coated garage floor, there are systems on the market where you can go and buy a do-it-yourself kit to do it yourself. I can really only think of one that works pretty well. And that would be, of course, Benjamin Moore has one, which is really a good one. But I still think that to get your garage floor epoxy coated, it should be done by a professional that will come in and actually do a sanding of your garage floor and do a diamond sanding with a belt sander or a drum sander. Get it done particularly well. And then you have an epoxy floor that is going to last and going to last many, many, many years without problems. So that kind of work should definitely be left to professionals, in my opinion. And most electrical work should also be left to professionals. Now, some of that we can accomplish ourselves and do ourselves, the little bitty things, throw a circuit breaker switch or things of that nature. We can do that sort of change light bulbs, maybe even change fixtures if we're smart enough to shut off the power first. Always shut off the power first. And then there's some plumbing things that the bigger portions of plumbing should be left to professionals, but the smaller portions like changing faucets or changing or fixing faucets that are dripping that maybe need new washers or new diaphragms and springs, that's all do-it-yourself kind of things. The important part of all of those things is before you start to tear anything apart as far as your faucet is concerned, make sure the water is shut off. Now, hopefully you have shutoffs underneath your sink that you can actually turn and do the shutoff on. Some older houses don't have those, and you have to go directly to the water meter outside and shut the water off. And shut the water off to the entire house. And at that point in time, the best thing to do is to just open all of your faucets so that the water drains completely out of your system. And then before you turn your system back on, shut all your faucets off and then turn your water back on. And not only will you solve a lot of your problems and change your faucet, but you'll also solve any kind of banging that may go on, or a water hammer, they call it, from time to time. But all that helps a great deal. So those are things I think professionals really need to get in. And there's probably a few more that professionals need to get involved in, but you need to know about those anyway. And there's probably, like I said, there's probably a few more. All right, let's talk a little bit about do-it-yourself hacks. Well, there's one sitting right across from me.
Me?
A do-it-yourself hack.
I'm a do-it-yourself hack.
Yeah. Go get it, baby. A do-it-yourself hack, and a thing like car wax applied to a bathroom mirror, and then cleaned up, and the mirror won't fog anymore when you just take a shower.
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
That's nice to know.
Isn't that amazing stuff? I mean, car wax, automobile wax. Also, car wax looks great on cultured marble, and a lot of bathrooms have cultured marble on them. Well, a coat of car wax will keep your cultured marble looking spectacular. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
The political word. That would be beautiful. They're beautiful people. Oh, that's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's amazing. It's beautiful. Beautiful people here. Amazing.
But that works really well. Also, one strand of uncooked spaghetti can work as a lighter extension to light candles that are in a deep.
I've used that before, yeah.
Yeah, and that works pretty well.
It's a good one, especially in the winter and Christmas when you got those huge candles stuck down in there. Yeah,
you'll never get it with a lighter.
No. Or you'll have a knuckle that doesn't work anymore.
Your Bic ain't going to work.
Yeah, your knuckles won't either after they burn them up.
And of course, they make guns that do that for you, but a lot of people won't
have
those.
Yeah, but not that long. I bet that.
That is pretty long. Or spaghetti.
I've taken the long lighter and lit the spaghetti thing and stuck it in the long lighter so I could get it done. I mean, see, my mom, she's got some of those that are like that long, 2 feet.
Did I tell you he was a do-it-yourself yak?
No, I've used that one many times.
Because that's what he is.
Then you can eat the spaghetti piece afterwards.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to eat the spaghetti piece afterwards or not. That's just the way it is.
Like crunchy spaghetti? Come on.
I want crunchy spaghetti. Another one that everybody uses, everybody should know this, is a wooden spoon on boiling water. If you put a wooden spoon across a pot of water that's boiling, I don't care what the temperature's set on, water's not going to overflow.
And if anything like like my mother, she used a wooden spoon not only for that, but for chasing me around the house when I got in trouble. You know, so you can use them for multiple things.
Yeah, wooden spoons can actually make people like they are, right? Right, right? Right, Lance?
Right. Thank you, Mom.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, wooden spoons are a powerful little tool. Great tool. Great tool. Well, this is sort of a porch ceilings, when they're painted like a sky blue, really can help a lot in making insects and critters and birds fly up there. And they, hey, I run slap out of time. Buddy Slow, Candyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Bills of Mississippi Studios. We do it each and every Saturday from 10 to 12. Hey, I hope you join us right here at the Handyman Show on Super Talk. Talk to you next week. Buddy Slow, bye-bye.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder. Bye-bye.
Listen and watch all your favorite Super Talk Mississippi shows live and on demand. Listen to tons of music. Plus, get the latest breaking news from across the state with the Super Talk Mississippi app. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Download the Super Talk app on your iPhone or Android device now for free. Just search Super Talk Mississippi in your app store on your mobile device to get everything Mississippi all in one place. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Get it now. No other news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News. On air with reports every hour and breaking news as it happens. Your news all the time, on air and online at supertalk.fm. There's a ton of content from Super Talk Mississippi on our new YouTube channel. Just search Super Talk Mississippi on YouTube or go to supertalk.fm/YouTube. Be sure and subscribe for free to get the latest scoop on what's happening in Mississippi news, politics, sports, and the good things happening here in the state.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
The big news is shrimp at Cock of the Walk. Try all our shrimp offerings with our new shrimp platter, combination plates with shrimp and catfish or shrimp and chicken, or put a feather in your cap with all three and the red feather sampler. And don't forget the greens and coleslaw, too, with locations on the Reservoir, Pocahontas, and 1 mile from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
I like chicken.
I like fish. I like hush puppies.
I love it. Catfish is excellent.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
Hey, this is Bob. Just walked into ESI Supply. James, y'all are the headquarters for cut-resistant gloves.
Yes, sir. We carry multiple brands, Radians, MCR, and Hex Armor. We got cut-ready gloves from A1 to A9, coated and leather, with impact and without.
ESI Supply is your protection headquarters. Stop by and see them at 111 Aerosmith Drive in Richland, or give them a call at 601-933-4910. That's 601-933-4910, or online at esisupply.net. That's esisupply.net.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.